Hi, this is Alex from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues.
Yeah.
Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Okay. Would you prefer to take the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
All right. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay. In which state do you currently reside?
Arizona.
Okay, Arizona. Are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
1958.
Okay. So it's 1958?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. All right. What is your race, to be exact?
White.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democrat.
Okay. Okay, next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Okay. Next question. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala
Harris. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator? Republican Kari Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Democrat.
Okay. Democrat Ruben Gallego. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. Okay, this is first statement. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Second statement. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Third statement, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
Number one,
okay. All right. Based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Arizona. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Arizona. Abortion is totally banned in Arizona.
Number one,
okay. How concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, neither concerned nor unconcerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat
concerned, okay. All right, next question. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Some,
okay. Based on what you know, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote for it.
You would vote for it? Vote yes? The ballot
yes.
Measure? Okay. Here's a text of a constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Arizona in the November 2024 elections. I'll read it to you. A yes vote shall have the effect of creating a fundamental right to abortion under Arizona's constitution. The state will not be able to interfere with this this fundamental right before fetal viability, unless it has a compelling reason and does so in the least restrictive way possible. Fetal viability means the point in the pregnancy when, in good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the uterus. Throughout the pregnancy, both before and after fetal viability, the state will not be able to interfere with the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional that an abortion is necessary to protect the life or health of the pregnant individual. The state will not be able to penalize any person for aiding or assisting a pregnant individual and exercise the right to an abortion. A no vote have the effect of not creating a fundamental right to have an abortion under Arizona's constitution. Will leave in place current laws that restrict abortion before fetal viability and will allow the state to further restrict or ban abortion in the future. So that's just the difference between a yes and a no vote. After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion?
Allow. Stop talking. I hate Donald Trump. Period. He's an asshole.
Right. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but the
whatever Trump stands for, I'm against. I'm a veteran, a union man, a working man. And he's against all of those people. So that's all I have to say. Trump is an idiot. He's a diaper-wearing, crazy bastard.
All right. Well, I do understand that. That is your opinion, sir. But what about the ballot measure, then, after hearing the...
There's no valid. Trump has no values at all. You know that. He's an idiot. He's a draft-dodging idiot.
Okay.
He only wants to. He's for himself. You know that. If you have a half a brain, you know that. He's for himself. He doesn't give a shit about American people. He hates unions. He hates veterans. I mean, come on. Think about it. Don't be sucked in.
Right, but the question here is different from that. It's in regards to the abortion. Ballot measure.
It doesn't matter. Trump's against everything. He hates women. He hates veterans. He hates unions. It's very simple.
Okay.
Allow.
So will you not vote on the ballot measure? Look, come on, man. Hold on. Look, what the fuck? Like, what is he doing? Fucking forgetting who the fuck your daddy is, bro. Like, what the fuck is this shit? Ah, man, oh my gosh. 44%. What is it? If we're done with the survey, the person sounds good. And the person starts going off on Trump about how he's selfish and uses profanity. We'll call again and see if he'd like to finish the survey. All right, let me call you one more time, sir.